This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, finally, the Cavs are coming home. Tonight against San Antonio, 7 o'clock. So it'll be nice. Get a little Guardians action. Then that'll end. You go right over to the Cavs. It looks like, what, Evan Mobley is going to be out of this game. As you see the rest of the season, I think that's kind of what they're going to be doing.
Somebody's going to be out every game.
They should.
Yeah, I don't.
They have nothing to play for right now.
You know, maybe you'd make the argument, but how are they going to get back on the same page? It's like basketball is not...
Stop it.
It's not the NFL.
Stop it.
It's not the NFL. Like, in the NFL, there is a split on whether or not teams even... You take the bye because of health.
Right.
But there are a bunch of NFL guys around the league who are like, it's not good. It's not good
you
for
also
a playoff have run.
One bad day can ruin your season.
Right. Right.
Here you get a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes you 5 minutes to get your bearings down, and then you're good to go.
Are we allowed to talk about the Cavs championship run? Can I make that comparison, or is it so irrelevant and that, like, it's not even worth talking about? Because one of the things that I think that they did, like, talking about time off and rest, one of the things that they did that really helped their cause was the way that they would sweep teams. Like, they would, and then they'd get a week off, and they'd get off their feet
wow.
for a week.
And think about what happened in 2016. Steph Curry was fighting for his life in that series, you know, right before.
Yeah, with the Thunder.
The Western Conference Finals went seven games. Yeah. They came from behind. Like, that was huge. That doesn't get talked about a lot. It doesn't get talked about because Golden State got out to a 3-1 lead.
Right.
But the totality
yes.
of that playoff
and that's,
run.
And that's the point of that. And David Griffin said that. When I wrote the book after the championship, Griff said, like, the finals is a war of attrition. And people don't realize the physical toll that it takes on you to play these games night after night, series after series, and the Warriors losing Bogut, you know, stuff like that. And just for the fact that the Cavs, and they were a little bit of an older team, for them to be able to get off their feet for a week, to have all that time off between series, I think was a massive, massive advantage that they have. So rest now? Yes, of course you want to rest, guys. It's the end of March. Like, 70s off the table, all that stuff, and that it's probably not a bad thing that's out of reach at this point.
You didn't need them pushing for that stuff.
No. Just chip and putt your way. Get to the end of the season. Make sure guys are healthy. Whatever's going on with Donovan, give him as much time off as he needs. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, especially with that groin situation.
And just be ready to go. Because remember, I mean, Donovan had the knee thing throughout the second half last year. Donovan was not good the first couple games of the Orlando series. At all. So get him as much rest as you need right now. It doesn't matter. And get these guys ready to go for the playoffs.
All right. So the Cavaliers had that 4-game losing streak. I didn't really sense the panic. I know people were alleging that like radio was panicking. It's like, no. We weren't. But I will say, if there was one thing that may have gotten exposed, which I think is just kind of the reality of the NBA, that, you know, wing players, when they are on, you can't really guard them in this league. And Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, and even DeMar DeRozan kind of had their way against us. Now, I know we're not going balls to the walls like we were earlier in the season, but I think even in a playoff series, that would be that's tough to stop, right? Even with DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah.
Now, you got a guy that's better suited because of his length.
Sure.
And you got more guys to throw at, you know, those opposing players. But that was the only thing that I did notice. And I will say, you know, I watched Boston. I watched the first half of that game last night against the Suns. When they didn't have Tatum. When Porzingis is healthy,
mm-hmm.
I think Celtics are the best team. And I don't think that's changed.
But I didn't need the West Coast trip to know that. Like, we were talking, like, does the West Coast solidify the Cavs? Well, no, we didn't need the West Coast trip to solidify. That doesn't mean the Cavs can't win a series. Of course they can. They could beat Boston in a 7-game series.
Which I didn't think they could. I honestly did not think they could until they got DeAndre Hunter.
See, I thought they could before DeAndre. Because Boston is like Team ADD. And you just never know which version is going to show up or when they're going to lose interest and when they're going to see a squirrel and zone out for 6 minutes. The fact that the Cavs kept that series last year is, I know they lost in five, but they were in those games. And as beat up as they were and without Donovan, like, Boston can be got. And adding Hunter only adds to that, but they, to me, are still the team to beat because they are the defending champs. They've got two monsters on the wing. And until you do it in the postseason, they have to be the favorite. But I wholeheartedly believe the Cavs can beat that team.
I think that, and yes, 216-474-0092. I mean, you've seen, like, the Cavs aren't afraid of Boston.
No.
And Donovan Mitchell, I would say, because I know I have friends and media cohorts in Boston, that I could tell you they are scared, legitimately scared of Donovan Mitchell. That when Donovan Mitchell is going up against them and he is, you know, asserting himself, like, he can be the best player in any of those games, over Tatum, over Brown, over Porzingis. With all of that said, I just, man, I watched Porzingis last night, and I'm like, he is unguardable.
He's a game changer.
He is unguardable, and he's also an interior presence defensively. You don't think of him that way.
Yeah.
But every time we play them, like, we just kind of got to get by one guy, and it can be a layup line in regular season games. When he's there in the playoffs, he dramatically alters things. Like, I think Darius struggles when Porzingis is in there, where he just struggles against Boston in particular. And I just think they give you a different look, and his health is so paramount to their success and them looking like the Boston Celtics. Like, if he's healthy all year, I what is their record? I know they're not necessarily gunning for any special record or anything, but I just think they're a different team.
With Porzingis?
With Porzingis.
Yeah, they're really good without him. They're a monster with him. And that's, you know, you have to assume health at this point, and they're going to have everybody available, and that makes the challenge that much greater, and that's a big reason. Like, I don't think the Cavs hid from the fact that they went out and got DeAndre Hunter because of Boston to match up, and not just Porzingis, but just the length that they pose on the perimeter and the problems that has caused a team like the Cavs in the past. That's the whole reason DeAndre Hunter's here. And the Darius thing's interesting because, you know, they've used – in the past, I'm not saying they're going to do this in the playoffs, but in the past, they've used Darius to guard Tatum on switches. And that takes a lot out of Darius, I think,
right,
on the defensive end that we don't ever talk about.
I think that is a huge point that people will look at the numbers. By the metrics, the Cavs' defense is fine against Boston. But I think it kind of kills Darius over the course of a series to have to worry about all of that and get physical the way that Jaylen Brown just goes right at him, right?
Yeah.
And Tatum hasn't in the regular season. I think the playoffs, Tatum will, I think, use more of his game. I think he might be kind of pacing himself. I think that stuff takes a lot out of Darius, where that energy that he exerts actually costs him on offense.
Sure it does. But part of it was also Boston would get a switch on Tatum on Darius, and then Tatum would take him into the paint. And you'd rather JT shooting from 6 feet than three-pointers.
Yes.
So there's a lot that goes into that, but it does take a toll on Darius on the offensive end. But you're not going to do that throughout for seven games in an entire 48 minutes of a seven game series. You're not going to have Darius switching on to Tatum. The Cavs are going to mix up some of their defensive coverages, but that's just one sort of thing to point out when you mentioned Darius' struggles against Boston. I think some of it has to do with what they ask him to do on the defensive end in that series.
All right, 216-474-0092. I want to hear from Cavs fans when we come back, as the Celtics rolled last night against the Suns. They did it without Tatum, and that was the same Suns team that, you know, quite frankly, they just looked better than us when we played them. It was at their place. It was on the West Coast during that trip. Also, how concerning is this big drop-off from Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell since February?